This Roto Report is brought to you by my main man, Joe Laser, with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. So, Browns fans, how did you like day one of the NFL draft yesterday? Ray Farmer, in his debut as the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, was wheeling and dealing and rolling the dice. And when you look at it on paper, and we're going to get into all of this, it looks like he and the Browns came out a big winner. Let's recap what Ray Farmer and his staff did on day number one. They were sitting there at pick number four, and what did they do? They passed on arguably the best wide receiver in the draft in Sammy Watkins at four, as they made a trade with the Buffalo Bills to move down to number nine. But they also picked up Buffalo's first round pick next year and a fourth round pick next year as well. Then, after falling to number nine, they moved up to number eight in a trade with Minnesota to select arguably the best cornerback in the draft in Justin Gilbert, and all they had to give up to do so was a fifth round pick to Minnesota. Then they moved up from number 26 in the draft to number 22 in a trade with Philadelphia to select the most polarizing player in this draft, the kid with the it factor, one of the top QBs in the draft, in Johnny Manziel, and they only had to give up a third-round pick to do so, which was pick number 83. And remember, they had two third-round picks coming into this draft. So when you look at what they did in day one, the moving down, moving back up, and selecting two players at positions of need and arguably two of the best players at each of those positions, I gave the Browns in my draft an A for accomplishing everything that they did yesterday, as well as getting that first round pick from Buffalo next year, because I don't think Buffalo is going to be a playoff team next year, and that could be a top 10 pick next year. So the Browns already have two first round picks in 2015. So Ray Farmer, kudos to you, king-size cojones, for the wheeling and dealing like Monty Hall that you did yesterday on Let's Make a Deal with whoever wanted to talk to you. And the Browns are the talk of the first round. Now, we still don't know, with both Justin Gilbert and Johnny Manziel, how they're going to translate to on the football field. But based on what they did in college, the Browns got two pretty good players. The biggest question mark, I think more so than Justin Gilbert, is Johnny Manziel. And whether or not this kid at 5'11", or 5'11" and some change, can actually get it done at the NFL level. Will his style of football, Johnny football, translate to the NFL, or is he going to have to change the way he plays the game to survive physically at the NFL level? And the answer to that is yes. I think he understands that, and I watched the John Gruden quarterback camp, and Gruden was grilling him on certain questions and all that. He was making his point to Johnny football. We'll see if it sunk in. But when you consider that Cleveland has been the laughingstock, or one of the laughingstocks, in the NFL since they returned in 1999, yesterday they went out, filled some needs with some good football players, and garnered a ton of PR throughout the country. Not just here in C-Town, but throughout the entire country. My son's 22 years old. He's a Steelers fan, but he even said, "Dad, hey, Johnny football, the Browns get him. I want to watch them. I want to go see them play." And I think a lot of people will feel that way. We don't know how he's going to play in the NFL, but everybody's going to want to see Johnny football play in the NFL. And Jimmy Haslam, I was told, had a lot to do with picking Johnny Manziel. He wanted him in the worst way. He let Ray Farmer make the final decision, but I'm told Jimmy Haslam made it clear to everybody in the organization, if they could find a way to get Johnny Manziel, he wanted them to. And a lot of that had to do with selling merchandise, selling tickets, and hopefully also winning some football games along the way. So when you look back on day one, a very good day for the Cleveland Browns. Let's talk a little bit about Justin Gilbert, because he's being overshadowed because of the drafting of Johnny football. Justin Gilbert, like I said, arguably the best cornerback in the draft. Darquez Dennard, who I thought the Steelers were going to take at 15, but he ended up at 24 with Cincinnati. I liked him a little bit better than Gilbert, but those two were the top corners in this draft. With my rankings, Gilbert 6 foot, 202 pounds. He ran a 4.36 40-yard dash. He was the seventh-ranked overall player by our lads, a very reputable service in ranking NFL players for the draft. What are the good things about Justin Gilbert? Long arms for a cornerback. He had 7 interceptions last year. That was 3rd in the country. First team All-American. He has great hips. He's an outstanding athlete. Ran track in high school. He always is in good position to make a play on the ball. Those are the positives as to what makes Justin Gilbert a good cornerback. Some of the bad things about Justin Gilbert that he's going to have to work on and adjust. He's not a good tackler. He misses some tackles that he should make. He's more of a Deion Sanders type player, and that is he covers well but doesn't like a lot of contact and isn't a good tackler, and at times plays too far off the wide receivers and relies too much on his athletic ability to make up maybe for some of his fundamental mistakes. But overall, a very good defensive back that the Browns picked up. And I guess we shouldn't be surprised that they went defense with that first pick after trading down, when you consider that Mike Pettine, their new head coach, was a defensive coordinator in Buffalo. And when Ray Farmer was in Kansas City in the front office, they went heavily on defense in the first round. So you put those two guys together, and thus Justin Gilbert comes away as their first pick in the first round. And then they didn't surprise everybody or shock everybody, but they made a move to go get Johnny Football at number 22 and bring him to Cleveland. And all in all, when you look at it, the kid got it done at the college level. 9,989 total yards in 2 years as the quarterback at Texas A&M. 7,800 passing, 2,100 of that rushing, 93 total touchdowns, 63 passing TDs, 30 rushing TDs. And you got to wonder how soon before Johnny Manziel becomes the 21st starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns since 1999. Will it be on opening day at Pittsburgh against the Steelers? The Browns in their last 21 games are 2-19 against the Steelers. I don't think so. I think Brian Hoyer will be your starting quarterback if he's healthy. If he's not, though, if he has any setbacks or he's not 100%, then you could see Johnny Football start in game one. But I think it would be best if the Browns let Johnny Manziel sit some games, at least half the season, in my opinion, see how Brian Hoyer does if he's healthy, and then decide maybe at the 8-game mark of next season what you want to do with the quarterback position. But no doubt about it, the Browns made a big splash on day one in the NFL draft in selecting Justin Gilbert, which surprised and shocked a lot of people, and then some people were shocked when they selected Johnny Manziel. I was not at 22. And oh yeah, how about this? In day two of the NFL draft, the Browns are picking 3rd overall in the 2nd round, and they have a 3rd round pick. They could look at guys like Marquise Lee, the wide receiver from USC, Allen Robinson, the wide receiver from Penn State. You could look at an offensive lineman like Morgan Moses, an offensive tackle. There are some guards out there too, Xavier Suafulio or something along those lines, however you pronounce his name. There are players that could still help the Browns and maybe even be starters in rounds 2 and 3 that they'll get to select here with Ray Farmer pulling the trigger on those picks. So a recap of day one, a look ahead to day two for the Cleveland Browns and what they did and what they might do in the NFL draft. Hope you enjoyed this edition of the Roto Report. It was brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444 or check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.